mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Moving quick here, Jeff in California says he supports Obama, listening on an Android app. So, Jeff, why are you supporting Obama?
Well, I really think that Obama is part of a much greater agenda than most of the Obama supporters even think of. I think that the fact that, you know, Prop 37 failed in California and, you know, everything that's going as planned. We need this stuff to happen for population control, and I think Obama agrees with most of us on that, and it's sad that you don't.
Say that again, sir.
Oh, I was saying that the population control with the GMO foods and everything, I think with voting Obama in, that he can push that through and make sure that we get that taken care of, because it's a must for our future.
Well, Obama is full of pro-GMO people like no one else and is pushing it on us. Are you saying, what are you getting at?
Good.
Well, yeah, I do run into a lot of Democrats that are actually eugenicist and conscious of it, so you think that's good?
Yeah.
So you're pro-Obama because he wants to kill the minorities?
Not necessarily kill. He wants to save humanity in the future.
No, I understand. That's what they say. Just get rid of everybody. Okay. Well, at least you're honest about it. So you like forced abortions, too?
I can agree on some level, sure.
Yeah.
Would you, let's say, what about if some woman had maybe was a rape victim? And
sure, sir. I understand all the hypothetical stuff out there. My issue is we know where all this comes from. We know where it leads. It's called Soviet Russia, Nazi Germany. Those were all scientific tyrannies for the same reasons by the bean counters on top that think they know best. I appreciate your call. Unbelievable. Mac in New Hampshire, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. How are you?
Good. Welcome.
Yeah, you know, I'm not really for either one of them, but I think I hated Romney more because he was more for Israel. And that's why I didn't want them.
Yeah, I'm sorry. They were just talking to me in my ear. What were you saying?
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't want Romney because Romney was more for Israel. And I don't really agree with anything Israel does.
Well, they've done a pretty good job at acting like Obama is anti-Israel, but I actually find it to be the opposite.
So he is for Israel then.
Yeah, you see, there's a difference between rhetoric and stuff on the surface. Well, yeah, he's pledged eternal fealty to whoever runs Israel, and that he wants to, you know, go after Iran and all that. I mean, both candidates took turns seeing who could prostrate themselves greater before Israel.
Okay, then. So, I know you always think Israel is okay, but, you know, I look at it this way. You got young kids, and I pray for you. I've got a young son, and I know that Israel has half its missiles pointed at America. I do not like Israel. I wish Israel would get blown off the map, to be honest with you.
Well, let me say this. It's like a guy calling in earlier saying, I know you're against felons owning guns. I've actually said get rid of the 68 Gun Control Act, because a felon who's still a bad guy, most of them are innocent, it turns out, but a felon who's still a bad guy is going to have a gun anyways. So I need my guns. Now they're putting people who've done nothing wrong in jail as felons to get our guns. I'm against it. And it's the same thing with what you just said. I don't just blindly support Israel, but I don't mindlessly or blindly just hate Israel. Israel, all these countries are run by corrupt, out-of-control groups. And when I do criticize Israel, those that hate Israel have such a narrative that I must work for Israel or something that it couldn't be true. They get even more upset. So, hey, Obama's in there, man. Just enjoy. The mega banks put him in, and I just cannot believe how incredibly supportive people are of Obama out there. They really think he's going to save them, and it is just so sad. That's all I'm saying. It's the love of Obama that is so shocking and so out of control. Retransmission coming up. Gerald Celente tonight, InfoWars Nightly News. Hello. Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.
Imagine waking one morning only to find your family shivering in the dark because you couldn't afford to pay your electric bill. That's closer than you think. You probably haven't heard about this yet because the liberal media has been suppressing what is fast becoming the most shocking news story of 2012. Obama's secret war on coal that could increase your already high power bill as much as 400% in coming months. As shocking as it sounds, it may well be just a matter of time before the lights start going out across America. But here's some good news. There's an underground video at exposed123.com that thousands of smart patriots have used to end their slavery to the corrupt electricity monopoly. The video at exposed123.com has already been banned by Google. And the liberal media is doing everything in its power to take it down and keep America in the dark. So watch it now at exposed123.com before it's too late. Again, that's exposed123.com.
We just had a terrible storm in the east, but we are all still in the eye of the perfect storm. We have the most devastating economic conditions since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and what about the presidential election? This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. eFoods Direct is preparing for the shortages, and you had better do the same. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. You know that eFoods is the best tasting and safest food on the planet. We all need a bunch of storable and usable food from eFoods Direct. None of us wants to be standing in a bread line trading our freedom for food. Anyone who doesn't take control of their uncertain future has to be just a little bit nuts. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. How will you bet your life? Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or one day too late?
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Alex Jones, and we are engaged here in a desperate attempt to shake humanity out of its deepening coma. We are engaged here today on this Monday, 12th of November, 2012 transmission, trying to set brush fires in the minds of men and women everywhere. And we've got an incredibly important broadcast today lined up for you on so many fronts, but I want to just give listeners the good news here. Because most of you are not prominent or are not public figures, you really don't have a very good way to gauge how big the awakening is. But I can go anywhere in the world, Europe, Latin America, you name it, and walk down the street and have every 10th person stop and shake my hand. And this weekend, I took my wife and children to the Texas Renaissance Festival that I hadn't been to since I was a child. It was a lot of fun. Because it wasn't a big establishment Disney World thing with checkpoints, and there wasn't any TSA, and there were thousands of people walking around with real swords and daggers everywhere, and the cops were nice. And then we also then went down to Houston yesterday and went to the aquarium down there. And I shot some footage of all this. We'll be premiering on the nightly news and the radio show this week as well. But the point is, I got mobbed if I started talking. People really recognized my voice. And I start talking to one person, and then another person would hear me talk. And then pretty soon I'd have five or six people forming around me, and I'd say bye-bye and, you know, get out of there and walk. Because if I kept talking, it would end up being a crowd gathering around me. Every shop I went in, every shop, whether it was a coffee shop or a place where I bought some replica tomahawks, it didn't matter. And here were all these small vendors, small manufacturers. And it was really a free market situation with the great jugglers and people jousting and a guy that was lighting his whips on fire and doing these night shows and fireworks. I mean, it was Americana, and I had a great time. But the good news here is that every time I go out in public now, more and more and more people come up to me. And, again, I could be sitting there at a table outside of the trees in the dark, because we stayed until nighttime, talking, and people would just be walking by and stopping. And, I mean, a lot of people came up to me. And so there's a gauge of how many people are starting to wake up. Just to give you an idea, that's just a snapshot. And it's, again, not Alex Jones up here, yours truly, if you're just tuning in for the first time, saying, ooh, aren't I a big shot? No, no, no. It's kind of creepy in a way to know the globalists are fully aware of what I'm doing. And I was driving through Houston on our way out yesterday, and Richard Reeves was with us, and I looked over, and Richard said, look at that. It's the George Herbert Walker Bush Memorial, or monument is what they call it, and I pulled over there and shot some video of that and filed a report that's up at Infowars.com, a headline, Alex Jones visits a temple of evil. And people say, well, why are you calling it a temple? Well, it's set up with temple guardians. It's set up in a Romanesque temple god format. For those that don't understand, who are profane, as the New World Order crowd would call you, you know, this is a guy into the occult. This is a Skull and Bones, Illuminati chapter 322 guy. But I was just creeped out to sit there and look at this big 12-foot bronze statue and realize that a lot of people think that guy's a good guy and is going to save them. It's like a lot of people think Obama is a good guy and is going to save them when they're just globalist front men. And that there were some Republicans there, four or five people, and a couple of them knew who I was, but the others were thinking I was a bad person for talking bad about George W. Bush or George Herbert Walker Bush. I must have been an evil Democrat. Just like when Democrats tune in and I'm criticizing Obama, they automatically think I must be a mainline Republican. And it just shows the incredible shallowness of people. And that's been learned. That's been hammered into them. So before I get into the off-the-chart economic news, election fraud news now completely emerging, before I get into a FEMA camp that's a nightmare situation, Camp Sandy, before I get into the latest on Petraeus and the calls for him to testify and that whole resignation, if you really believe it's over that female honeypot they set him up with, I got a bridge I'm ready to sell you. Before I get into federal checkpoints on highways asking about your firearms, before I get to all of that today, I wanted to give the number out again, and I know a lot of people are upset by this. We're getting hundreds of calls at the office, literally, emails, text messages, stuff pouring in, comments on Infowars.com and PrismaWater.com saying, let us on, let us respond to the Obamanoids.
Obama, he give me food, he gonna do more. Obama.
I don't want people calling in claiming they're an Obama supporter and being sarcastic. We clearly had some of those yesterday, or not yesterday, last Friday, last live show I did. Had a great rebroadcast with some premier special reports yesterday on the Sunday show, 4 to 6 Central. And you will get your chance to be on as constitutionalists, libertarians, or people that agree or disagree, whatever your political ilk. We just have open phones. But I think it's more important a few days a week to give collectivists and to give Obama supporters, because even after Aaron Dykes took over Friday in the third hour, aired some special reports, he took some calls, and I would have to run back in as he took the calls. People were going, I just want to know, is Alex Jones a racist? I think he's probably a racist. And so the whole world now is about, if you don't like big government, if you don't like government health care, if you don't like turning your guns in, if you don't like the CPS taking people's kids without due process, if you know their pedophile ring run, if you don't like the pedophile training that the TSA is doing, well, slave training, if you realize we're going into classical tyranny, you see what Chris Matthews says, oh, you don't like big government? You must be a racist. Oh, you're against gun control? I had the Austin American Statesman call me once and say, it was back in 1998, this famous video online, or 99, we caught bribery going on down at the Texas Capitol. And they called me and they said, are you racist? And I said, let me call you back at your number at the Statesman. I said, I don't believe this is really a Statesman person calling my home. And he said, I assure you, Mr. Jones, I am. And he wasn't a black guy. It had been black guys I caught being paid off. The Texas Ethics Commission did say it was illegal what went on. It was actually the liberals marching black guys up to say, look, we're scary black guys. You know, we used to be gangbangers. You want to ban guns, basically, or we'll get guns. And they were using them to sell a stereotype to restrict the Second Amendment. That's how they got the first gun laws in this country passed at the end of the Civil War, when blacks were gaining their freedom. Or at least a higher level of it. Need a new earpiece during the break. I'm just going to give you guys a heads up so we don't go through a whole deal. This one's shattered. Keeps coming out my ear. Anyways, getting back to what I was saying. And so I called the Statesman back, the local paper, and the guy said, okay, you ready to interview now? And he says, so are you a racist? And I went, well, no, I'm not. I caught these guys being paid off after their testimony. The Texas Ethics Commission of the legislature, the Ethics Committee's investigating. And the guy said, well, I just want to know, if you're racist, would you have put these guys on TV if they would have been white? And I said, well, of course I would have. I would have put anybody on television with this happening. I put it on my local cable show here in Austin at the time. And they still went with that in the newspaper, changing the subject, because it's not that they're actually trying to stop racism. That's their stock and trade. That's what they deal in. And that wasn't, a black guy that was calling me. It was a Hispanic reporter. I forget the exact headline of the article or the guy's full name, but I remember it was the cover of the Metro and State, payments, capital, start investigation, I think was the headline. But then the article itself kicked off with saying, we asked Alex Jones if he would have put these guys in there, if they would have been white. And they do that to just get you off balance. But with the dumbed down masses, it really works. I mean, you've heard the callers. I had a guy calling in, a white guy promoting socialism. I know that because the guy's called many times and talks about how he's a white guy and a socialist and everything else. And I said, look, I don't believe socialism really works. It destroys societies. And he said, oh, that's a nice John Birch Society point. And it's not that saying I'm John Birch Society hurts me. It's that that's what Chris Matthews says. It's like they only say four or five things. Conspiracy theorist, racist, old white guys. I saw the cover of the Time magazine, or is it Newsweek, that's coming out, where it shows Obama conquering. And it says the end of white guys. And that's the talking point. Hey, we're going to take your future. We're going to take your jobs. We're going to put you on welfare. But women and, quote, minorities, who are the majority together, it's your time now. The government, you're teamed up with the government. We're going to get the white guys. And then that makes white guys automatically go into a gang mentality against all the other groups. And so the system knows exactly what they're doing. They know exactly what they're engaging in, and it's basically the same way you control a prison. They've known for a long time you put different ethnic groups in a prison, put them in their own areas, and they'll fight with each other instead of the jail guards. And then you'll have a leader over the white supremacists, the black groups, the Hispanic groups. And And then that also forms the new culture once they hit the street. So it's institutional tribalism, divide and conquer is what it really is. The system calls it racism. But then the government picking economic winners, giving giant government contracts to select groups, globalist corporations, that's not even discussed, because down here on the ground, the masses are all fighting over religion and race and creed and things like that.
Strategic relocation is a systematic way to think strategically in the future about how do I safeguard.
Renowned author and expert, Joel Skousen.
The U.S. isn't building huge underground bases and bunkers because of some terrorist threat. They know that a massive nuclear attack is coming. They want that attack to come.
Joel Skousen is renowned as one of the world's foremost experts in strategic relocation and the securing of your home.
What I tell people is that you do have time. We talk about natural disasters, the health environment. We talk about pollution, the water quality. My personal experience about being in every one of these states, most people won't even be ready and won't be able to get out of town because there'll be absolute panic.
There is no preparedness without strategy. This Christmas, give the gift of preparedness. Strategic Relocation, the film, with Joel Skousen and Alex Jones. Available only at InfoWarsShop.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month, it completely vanished.
Usually, you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Do you think your home is toxic? According to the Consumer Protection Agency, over 150 chemicals found in the average home are connected to allergies, birth defects, cancer, and psychological disorders. The proven fact is, we live in the most toxic environment in history. Yes, toxins can be killers, but there is something you can do. Detoxify your body with the Ion Cleanse Detoxification System from A Major Difference. The Ion Cleanse is made in the USA, carries the best warranty in the industry, and comes with a no-risk, money-back guarantee. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and are trusted by thousands of doctors worldwide. Visit IonCleanse.com. That's IonCleanse.com. Or call 877-315-8638. That's 877-315-8638. Invest in your health with the Ion Cleanse from A Major Difference. IonCleanse.com. One of the most important decisions you will ever make.
It's a David Frum article, a guy that attacks me routinely. It says, GOP, you're old, you're white, your history, the Obama conquest. And it shows him as Napoleon conquering the United States with a sword. He comes with a sword. That's right. And as soon as they can get our guns, folks, Their dream is to dominate us. Their dream is to take over our lives. Their dream is to destroy the family and everybody in this country and reduce us down to absolute slaves. Can you imagine if Romney would have won and there would have been a headline about you're black, you're brown, your history? And again, it's not that they're actually going to have all the, quote, minorities that are really the majority come get anybody. If you looked at a G20 or Bilderberg or globalist meeting, it's all about 99% old white people. It's that this is how you divide and conquer. And whites are told, you're bad, you're scum, any culture you've got, get rid of it. I mean, that's openly taught in all the universities, that's on record. And everybody else is taught, you're inherently bad if you're white. And whites go, well, I'm inherently bad. And it's meant to get rid of everybody's culture, though, and just integrate everything into a giant, plastic, artificial culture. So I want to hear from the Obama people. I mean, I was wondering why Thursday and Friday I was getting these calls going, you're a racist, and people laughing, saying the age of the white man is over. Really, I thought it was, white people, Christians, who started the abolitionist movement. I mean, there's good white people, there's bad white people, there's good black people, there's bad black people. I thought it was all about the character of our deeds. I thought feminism was going to empower women, but now they're sexual objects and totally broken down and atomized and statistically more unhappy than they've ever been, and their kids have been taken over by the state. You see, what was done in the black community now is going to be done in every community. And so that's why the black community is held up as the ultimate goal, the ultimate in everything stylish and good, because it's not a black culture. It's a New World Order gangster pirate culture meant to destroy us. And it's working quite nicely. You go look at kids in small towns or big cities who, black, white, Hispanic, you name it. They're following this gangster culture. And the degeneration is going quite nicely. And then those of us, whether we be black, white, Hispanic, Asian, who love God, who love justice, we're the bad guys. In the Homeland Security reports, it's the returning veterans, the gun owners, the libertarians, the constitutionalists, the anti-New World Order people. It actually says that in the federal manuals. You can pull them up. We're the ones that know the score. It's like Friday. I'm saying we've got to stop these megabanks from taking over. We've got to come together, and we've got to realize we've been conquered by foreign offshore banks. And you've got the Republicans, you've got the Democrats, you've got Jack Hunter at Campaign for Liberty writing articles saying no more conspiracy, no more about megabanks taking us over, no more about CFR or Trilateral Commission or New World Order. But I mean, now it's here. They're announcing the New World Order. Oh, but I'm even worse now for being right. I mean, how could I be worse? I'm talking about the New World Order, the foreign banks that brag they've conquered us. I'm showing news articles where they brag about it. But that's in the financial papers. So all the business people know, hey, you've been conquered. You're not supposed to tell the general public that. They're not supposed to be told they've been conquered. They're still being told, give your rights up or Al-Qaeda will get you. Meanwhile, the government publicly runs Al-Qaeda in Libya and Syria. And Ron Paul talked about that on Friday with us. So the good news is you're not going to stop this message from getting out. The bad news is the public, a large portion of it, is so dumbed down, they would do anything they're told by the government. If they told them, run and jump off that cliff or you're racist, there's a lot of people that would run and jump off the cliff. And it's just totally dumbed down to the level of beyond mindless. And we're going to open the phones up for you, the Obama supporter. 800-259-9231. It's 1-800-259-9231. Just for Obama supporters. Very important that everybody be able to hear these folks. And again, I can show everybody the lovely cover of Newsweek where it says, hey, if you're white, you're history. There you go. Obama's conquest, racial identity. It was 50 million on food stamps. Now they say that's exploding. This is the conquest, the domestication of America and the divide and conquer. See, multiculturalism was never about ending old crimes and old divisions. It was about bringing in super divisions. 800-259-9231. And we'll also get into drivers questioned on guns at federal checkpoints inside the United States. Their cars are searched without warrants. We're going to get into what's really happening behind the Petraeus situation. Could this be Obama's Watergate? and we're going to get into election fraud that is absolutely documented straight ahead. Stay with us. This and a lot more today.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. We've got the Life Straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The KTOR hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, 3rd edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. TheraSafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com, and your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Obama supporters rolling in. Undoubtedly, they love the cover of Newsweek saying, if you're white, you're history. The Obama conquest with a sword. And, they want our guns, ladies and gentlemen. That's why when I say I want our Second Amendment, you've heard the callers call in and say that's because you're a scared white man. Well, I'm actually an empowered human being that understands that slaves are disarmed. And when black folks working with white folks demanded and fought for their liberty back in the 1860s and received it, at least in name, the first gun laws that were passed were so that black people couldn't own guns. So I guess they were racist because they wanted their guns. No, they wanted to be able to protect their families. It is such a secure feeling living in the countryside of Texas, and the fact that it sounds like World War III on the weekends. The crime rate maps for the state of Texas show the area I live in has some of the lowest crime, not in Texas, but in the United States. I live in the 1% of the safest areas of the country. I'm in the top 1% of the safest area, even though a quarter mile from my house are people that live in nice little trailer houses. Happy, hardworking folks. Poor people. Working class people. But you know what? They're rich culturally. Whether they're black, white, or Hispanic, they've got their guns, they've got their vehicle, they've got their freedom, they breathe fresh air. And the globalists don't want that. They want us crammed into these compact prison-like cities. And they're invoking total race now, ladies and gentlemen. Invoking it to create divide and conquer. Toll-free number for Obama supporters to join us and tell us about their victory. And why I'm bad for not liking Obama doesn't mean I love Mitt Romney, but clearly Obama is more New World Order on the surface. Open borders, wants to restrict guns massively, shipping our jobs overseas, more corporate bailouts, warrantless wiretapping. Chris Hedges, big, real liberal. I admire him because he's a real guy. Saying Obama twice as bad as Bush. So I don't want to hear about Bush all day long. Yeah, we get Bush was bad. The point is, will we accept anything because he's got some pigment in his skin? I mean, you know, I've been a show that hasn't really gotten much into race issues. I've tried to wake people up to it. But now it's on. And as the globalists get this country more and more and more, as whites become the minority, which is going to happen in about 6-7 years, and then it's going to accelerate. It's open season. I mean, whites get beat up and attacked all over the country. You see it in local news. And the media comes out later and says, well, we can't report because it would be racist to report on whites being racially attacked. And, man, I tell you, if the globalists ever get the general population's guns, black, white, you name it, it is just going to be a disaster. They really want our guns. But listen, here's the issue. They're not going to get them because of just sheer force of awareness. People are buying millions and millions of guns, on average about 3 million a month. It's been as high as 5 million in a month this year. And it's only accelerating, and it's breaking the back of the globalist. And I want to mention this article, play some clips from it, then I'll get into your calls, then I'll cover Petraeus and this huge scandal and what's really behind that from my research. People living like animals in the FEMA camp in New York and New Jersey. We're living like animals, Daily Mail, Sandy victims hit out after being forced to spend 12 days without power, freezing. FEMA offices closed with the signs saying because of bad weather. Gotta love that. Now FEMA's kicked out any reporters because so now the people are held in the camp. On the news is black helicopters. That's one of the headlines. FEMA's Camp Freedom, concentration camp with Black Hawk helicopters flying above. Poor people that didn't think it was good to prep. Camp FEMA update. We feel like we're in a concentration camp. That's a mainline headline. Unbelievable. Sick, frail, struggle most in storm's aftermath. Tragic find on Staten Island. People dead in their homes. Frozen to death. You name it. Unbelievable. Who's holding it together? Churches and private citizens. But first, I want to get to this, and then I'm going to your phone calls, okay, before I get to just all of this other news. Right here, Lindsey Graham, we need Watergate-type committee to investigate Benghazi. Petraeus must testify. Yeah, how obvious is all this? Before we go any further, this is such a big article that Paul Joseph Watson did. Drivers questioned on guns at federal checkpoint. This is at Infowars.com. And this is at PrisonPlanet.com. Please get it out to everyone you know. Retweet it. It's up at Real Alex Jones on Twitter. Twitter.com/RealAlexJones. Please retweet this story, everybody you know, and follow us there. Drivers questioned on guns at federal checkpoint. And the way this newscast, that I may even break this down on the nightly news tonight. I think we got Gerald Celente on the nightly news tonight. He's now filed suit against Google. We'll tell you why. He'll be on about that and other issues. Not someone to sue, not a litigious person. He's been forced to, so he'll be joining us. But I'm also going to break this video down tonight properly because there's so much propaganda. I have to. It might take 20 minutes to do it. I don't have time here. But they don't explain that last time I checked in Arizona, over 60% of the state is federal land. Another 10% or so is state. I know that only one other state is ahead of Arizona for having more federal land, and that's Nevada, which is over 86% last time I checked. And the government's grabbing and buying with taxpayer money more land and harassing people that have their farms and ranches inside the property, families that have been there pre-statehood or even territory. But the issue here is I sit here and watch a newscast like this, and my head starts spinning because there's so much data. But here's the bottom line. You remember the signs that went up 2 years ago, and Paul Watson's got links to that in the article, where they announced that upwards of 40% of Arizona was off limits. The Fed put up signs in the South and even some areas of the North saying, do not enter this area. Law enforcement is standing down. Like they've said in Detroit, do not come in this area. It's too dangerous because of the 5 million illegals a year that go back and forth there, because of the houses being burned down, the mass murder. The only thing holding it together is the Second Amendment. Now, what's happened is citizens have started going into these national parks and preserves, and because it's a constitutional state, the feds haven't been able to go in and shut things down. People used to go into national parks and deer hunt and hunt other game that were there. Now people just go to do target practice. And, yeah, a lot of people leave shotgun shells, you name it, in these giant areas that are thousands of square miles. The illegals are dumping trash everywhere. The illegals are doing whatever they want. That's on record. But citizens now going to and from, and remember, you have to drive across these national parks. If you look at the maps, so I'm going to do a report tonight on this, showing the maps on the nightly news. Most of the state drives over national parks, so you've got to drive through these passes that are fingers of federal land. So you're driving with your family, and you pull up to an armed checkpoint. And there is federal police out there with the most socialistic, pro-New World Order park rangers. I run into them everywhere. Some of them aren't bad people, but a lot of them are out of control. Well, that's where socialists go to get their jobs. It's one of their favorite places. It's TSA on steroids. And they say, oh, let me see what guns you got, even when you're not going into the park to go shooting. And again, this isn't like going to the Grand Canyon where there's tourists everywhere. These parks are thousands of square miles. I mean, there's smugglers, there's gunfights, there's everything. It's lawless. But remember Border Patrol 5 years ago, they ordered them to not arrest illegals, but to go pick up garbage on the highways? Remember that? Or the Border Patrol can sit at a checkpoint and look left or right, but not both directions. You know, they're told let the illegals go. The feds tell the cities they won't come pick the illegals up. Illegals can drunk drive. They're above the law because it's part of the globalist program to drive down the wages. And to give Mexico a steam valve of their criminals so that Mexico doesn't fall. They don't want revolution to happen there and Mexico get any freedom. They want to export the revolution here with revolution-hungry people, but it'll be a La Reconquista, La Invasora of the Southwest, not of Mexico proper. That means reconquer, retake over. Okay, so all of that's going on. Perfect globalist takeover plan, because the a lot of folks don't speak Spanish, even though this is going on, but this is what's promoted on the radio stations. They're named La Invasora, La Reconquista, La Raza, means the race. Just like they're saying, if you're white, you're history on the cover of the Newsweek. Well, it's the same thing in the Spanish media, and they pick on Hispanic kids that wear American flags right here in Austin, Texas, San Francisco. It's been in the news. They say, just type American flags, children sent home for American flags. You don't wear an Old Navy shirt. It's like, you go, because it's a gang thing. They're like, you get out of here. Okay, you don't fly those colors here. The illegals pull down the American flags on at post offices, private businesses. You've seen it in the news. So understand the backdrop of this is you've got Hispanic Americans, white Americans, black Americans in this newscast going out and shooting their guns at areas that are popular shooting ranges just out in the middle of the mountains. Well, here come people saying, well, you're all guilty now because somebody was at a checkpoint. Now, you just drove to the checkpoint. You're guilty now because somebody else left some shotgun shell casings instead of the park rangers going to the areas where people tend to congregate, even though it's a giant area. People like to congregate in certain areas. You go there where our grandfathers shot, so we still retain that right because we've exercised it. And you've got these park rangers who obviously aren't fans of the Second Amendment. I'll bet my right arm, sitting there saying, oh, it's so reasonable. Oh, it's so helpful. It's so nice. Well, everybody didn't seem to mind. having them, you know, search their cars, and they're being reasonable. I tell you what, you go back and pick some brass up, and I won't give you a ticket. That's just for the news to make it look reasonable. And now they're setting up checkpoints all over the state with the feds searching your cars. Remember, over 60% of the state is national parks that cut across highways everywhere. And so the feds, wherever they have their reservations, their takeover beachheads, they now harass you, not just 100 miles in from every coast and every border, but all over the country. The news reports are coming in at beaches on the East Coast in North Carolina, South Carolina. They're doing this inside the towns. They're doing it in the middle of the country around Colorado and national parks where you're driving along and they're like, we're here to check for your guns. Well, why? We want to make sure you're not leaving brass on the ground. No, it's a way to get you used, just like they admit gun buyback programs are to create the images of people lined up turning guns in. This is how they've done it in other countries. So here's part of this newscast, and I'm going to air the whole thing tonight. I promise I'm going to Brad, Rashid, and Joe here in just a moment. But let's go ahead and play part of this local newscast, KVOA. They're acclimating you how great this is. Here it is.
And the National Forest Service is trying to keep Reddington Pass clean and safe. All day, they stopped drivers at a checkpoint trying to reinforce that message. News 4 Tucson's Sam Salzwedel joins us now and brings us the story.
Mm-hmm.
Sam?
Well, people going in and out of Reddington Pass ran into a surprise on the road. For the most part, everybody was happy with it. It's a beautiful day for shooting in Reddington Pass, but some spots aren't as scenic as others.
It's kind of depressing. It upsets you a little bit because... it's so gorgeous out here.
Forest rangers say most of the people shooting stay safe and responsible. But not all of them.
You come out here to shoot to be a gunsman, and it just ruins the sport.
Okay,
gun owner,
that's enough. That's enough, and it shows the checkpoint, the searching of the vehicles. It's all up at InfoWars.com. It's a long report. And now here's the deal. If you're watching on PrisonPlanet.tv, if not, just type Reddington Pass, Arizona into your search engine, you'll notice that there's all these big towns and cities right around it. You got, how do you pronounce that? Tanaquay, Verde, and all the, how do you pronounce it? Tanque Verde. You've got all these towns and cities, because I knew that, I'd driven through there. You've got to drive through the Green National Park, through the major highways. I mean, if you've been to Arizona, folks, you're constantly driving through national parks. And now, hey, guess what? Checkpoint. And they admit that if you pull up the local newspaper articles about it. And it's like most people didn't mind. It's like saying most people didn't mind having their, you know, their freedom taken. Most people didn't mind property taxes that are unconstitutional, turning your property into a rental. Most people didn't mind the school forcibly inoculating their kids outside of law. Most people didn't mind the school laptops watching their kids at home. That's what they report in California and Pennsylvania and other states where the laptops watch you at home. It's 1984, and they're like, what's the big deal? What's the big deal? We're just watching you with the laptop at home. I mean, the government's just watching you inside your house. It's just a federal checkpoint. It shows the federal guys out there, federal marshals out there armed, searching people. And now in Colorado, they just have armed checkpoints with cops in green uniforms with machine guns, aiming guns. It's been on the news. You can pull it up. People put their hands up and get out of their cars. They shut all highways down and they just aim guns at you. I'm just going to aim this M16 at you, you and your family. How's that sound? Again, we're being brought into martial law incrementally. But they have all the idiots on the newscast going, I think it's reasonable. No one in the newscast says they don't think it's reasonable. You know that was done on purpose. I just don't like it. People are leaving gun brass out here, so I'm guilty. They're ruining it for the rest of us. See, instead of going out and busting people actually littering, which they could pull up and do, no, we're going to just say, turn around and go pick brass up 20 miles back because you got a gun and I don't see brass in here as you drive through into major cities. Again, you drive through little fingers of national parks at a mountain pass, and there's guys with machine guns out there because of the brass, while the illegals throw garbage everywhere. It's not about brass. Look at all those towns you got to drive through. Sabino Canyon, Sabino Springs, Hokum Estates, Bear Canyon, Huffington, Harrison, South Harrison, Terre du Sol. Look at that big towns. Look at all those towns. And you can back out on that, back out of that from Terre du Sol for people. Tucson, Cantilena Foothills, Oreo Valley. Look at that. Tucson, second biggest city. You want to drive through that pass when circling around Tucson is that? I said I'd go to your calls. Oh, my gosh.
Oreo Valley.
Say that again.
Oro Valley.
Yeah, you guys got that mic down too low. We're going to have to suspend that or crank them up or something. I just can't ever hear what you're saying. Let's just go ahead and talk to Brad in Oregon, who loves Obama. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I just want to say, you know, I think Obama is just getting, you know, a little bit attacked by everyone because, you know, he stopped Osama bin Laden, stopped Al-Qaeda. You know, I think we owe him that much respect. You know, he saved us from Bush and, you know, I just can't believe that all these people just want to attack him. I personally like the guy. I think he's a great person. He's a family man. He cares about, you know, giving us, you know, reasonable gun rights, you know. And I think it's time that we just, you know, give him another chance. It's only been 4 years. How much more worse can you do in 4 years?
Well, number one, it's the idea that he's actually running things, lets the mega banks. See, that's the one thing you're never supposed to talk about is how foreign banks brag. Have you heard the newscast we played where they admit foreign banks brag that they've conquered the United States?
No, I actually watched the one where Obama was kind of mad about the banker bailout, and he came out and, you know, publicly stated that he was upset. And
no, Obama supported the bailout, sir. I have the video clips. It's in the Obama deception. In fact, they say he was the key vote in the Senate.
Strategic relocation is a systematic way to think strategically in the future about how do I safeguard.
Renowned author and expert, Joel Skousen.
The U.S. isn't building huge underground bases and bunkers because of some terrorist threat. They know that a massive nuclear attack is coming. They want that attack to come.
Joel Skousen is renowned as one of the world's foremost experts in strategic relocation and the securing of your home.
What I tell people is that you do have time. We talk about natural disasters, the health environment. We talk about pollution, the water quality. My personal experience about being in every one of these states, most people won't even be ready and won't be able to get out of town because there'll be absolute panic.
There is no preparedness without strategy. This Christmas, give the gift of preparedness. Strategic Relocation Film with Joel Skousen and Alex Jones. Available only at InfoWarsShop.com. Or by calling 888-253-3139.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you're able to absorb amino acids, and the less you're able to repair the 75 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easy to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you are a radio listener, you can just simply go to a search engine and type in Obama supports Wall Street bailout And you can find him on CNN, MSNBC, you name it, supporting the bailout. There it is right there. Obama still begging taxpayers to support Wall Street bailout. And I have the clip from him during the campaign doing it. And you heard that caller go that he was against it. Well, that's because later, a year after he got elected, he said he was. Folks, he said he was against the Patriot Act and then fought to have it renewed. He said he was against the NDAA, and then it turned out he wrote the bad provisions and demanded they be added, then said, don't worry, I'll veto it so opposition wouldn't form, then signed it. But, I mean, that's some dumbed-down supporters right there. I'm going to go back to Rashid, Joe, and others here in a moment. Briefly, we have a lot of great items that we sell and promote at InfoWarsStore.com. Books, videos, the new film, Strategic Relocation. The book, Strategic Relocation, must-haves for being informed and prepping and knowing the lay of the land in your area. Modafinilin, the best detoxer out there that I found. But the ProPure water filters are already at the lowest price. You'll find them anywhere, side-by-side, the best gravity-fed filter. But if you go to InfoWarsStore.com, normally we have a 10% off with promo code WATER. This has been so popular, in fact, the most popular promotion we've ever done for ProPure, that we're doing 15% off. I'm extending it until Wednesday morning, and then that will be it. 15% off with promo code WATER15. Right now, 15% off with promo code WATER15 at InfoWarsStore.com, or you can also call 888-253-3139, and your purchase also makes our broadcast possible. Plus, you get a great gravity-fed filter. They also have fluoride filters if you want to add those so your family's not drinking all the poison in the tap water. InfoWarsStore.com, 15% off with the promo code WATER15. Okay, let's go to, Brad in Oregon is gone. Rashid in Ohio, enlighten me about the great Obama.
Obama's better than, typical racism, the disease itself. I mean, Obama had a chance to actually step down and let McCain take the order. He did it because he chose to give people another chance out here in these impoverished societies and communities that then ended up, falling victim to drug and alcohol and gang violence.
Sir,
separation of
sir, Obama works for the same globalists that ship in the narcotics. He's continuing the Afghan control to control 93% of world opium production, up from 10% 10 years ago. Obama shipped General Motors to China, and then, they'll pay out part of the pension funds for taxpayers. I mean, look, you understand it's like Indians saying, thank you for buying Manhattan from us for a little box of glass beads, and the Indians thought they had a good deal. Do you understand, sir, that dependency is destroying us?
Yes, President. If it was an American Indian elected as president and a black vice president and a Middle Eastern from wherever as Secretary of State, you still have a problem with it. You're all about pushing propaganda of negativity. In 96, when you was on, you had a cardboard box with a curtain. But if it wasn't for the negative propaganda being pushed, you would not be employed by the same government.
Well, I want to just say something else. I'm very proud of the fact that I launched myself with a $100 video camera and worked two jobs while I did it. And in 1995, went and did an Access TV show and then got a local radio show and then got high ratings. So, that's what I'm all about is coming from nowhere. And you said it. It's racism. So there you go, folks. I mean, it is a religion. Sir, you're the racist. It's clear you don't like me because I'm white. And you probably don't care that 52% of blacks are aborted. Full Wars Shop.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.